Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When giving sadaqah, a person should think that what he has given away is a small amount compared to how much he has spent on himself or kept back for himself. For example, if someone has given one third of his wealth for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, then he has kept two thirds for himself. Even though a person may spend all his wealth, he should think that actually all his wealth belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who has allowed him to spend from it for his own needs. Thus, a man giving a person spending the money which was kept by him by someone who said, "Keep it with you, but you can spend from it for your needs." Now, if he returns to him the same amount after some time, he would be doing no favor to him because he is actually returning to him what was kept by him. Allah is so kind that although we are returning his own wealth to him by giving sadaqah, he will give us huge rewards and blessings. It is like someone who kept 100 rands with you. After some time, you only return 50 rands back to the person. He became so happy with you that he rewarded you with 500 rands than from his 100 rand which he had given you in the first place. The money that we give to the poor or spend in other ways for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like money returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The poor person has been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for the wealth which was just kept with us. Thus, the rich should treat the poor with kindness while giving them sadaqah for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had given us everything, and if he wants, he can snatch away everything in 1 second and make us poor of us. In fact, all the wealth and riches of the world belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and in his mercy, he did not order us to spend all our wealth for his sake, which we might have found hard to obey. Another important rule while giving away sadaqah and especially zakat is that we should give away things of the best quality, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no faults and he accepts only such wealth which is perfect. It would be very rude and shameless to keep the best things for ourselves and give away the reject things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one who gave us all that same wealth. Isn't it like a servant who cooks delicious food for himself and gives stale bread and rotten curry to his boss? What then should be the attitude of the master towards such a servant? The masters in this world are not aware of what their servants do in their absence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and well-informed about everything. All our deeds are before him. Again, everybody knows that all that he is spending is for his own benefit. It will be given back to him with manifold increase at the time when he shall need it desperately. Then how foolish is a person who preserves bad and rotten things for his own use and leaves behind things of a good quality to be used by others. Allah ta'ala yusufi.